coming. I'm Linda Allen, and I serve as a program resource in the village as well as serving the post office. I want to first of all introduce my glorious daughters. I have been so looking forward to having them up here. This is my daughter Jennifer, and this is my daughter Kristen. And they both have professional careers. They both have gone their own direction musically, but a lot of it started here because when they were very little girls, we were coming here and they were singing with me and we were having a lot of fun bringing music to the village at that time. So it's really fun after some years to come back and bring the concert to you again. So that being said, we're going to start with Kristen, and then we're going to doing a set, and Jen will do a set, and then I'll do a set that we'll do together.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Some of that comes from songs that my mom wrote, but I just kind of made the connection with that song and having these beautiful quilts on the beds. I don't know. I just thought I'd say that's awesome. It's really great. This is a song I wrote for my mom. I spent some time after Jennifer and I kind of grew a little older, and we no longer wanted to really play with our mom that much. I kind of went a totally different direction, and I joined, still an all-girl group, but it was a punk band where I did a lot of running around on stage with my underwear over my clothes and playing really loud, which I still really like to do.
Which?
Not necessarily on stage, but... but I think there came a time in my life where I really missed... I missed a lot of the community that I would see surrounding the folk music that my mom would make, and I really wanted to be a part of that again and kind of feel that kind of community, which is just, it's so unique to folk music, and also to, you know, gatherings and places like this, and church music and things like that. This is not a church music song, and it's not a sing-along song, but this is a song I wrote for my mom when I came back to Bellingham. I have to tell you, they told me to talk a lot, because I have 15 minutes. I don't have anything to say, and they said, oh, you probably have a lot to say. So sorry, I'm being a little chatty.
Pedaling my bike, and I'm
two more. I can figure out how to work this one. This one has a sing-along part to it, so. The siren and the sailor fell in love beneath the waves. Every moment is a lifetime when you're drowning in water. So in that you don't know. Okay, here's the sing-along song that I wrote that I was semi-talking about earlier. Here, I'm gonna teach you the sing-along part first. So you'll be ready. Okay, it goes like this. We're driving at the bottom of the ocean. We're driving at the bottom of the ocean. Let's try it one more time. We're driving at the bottom of the ocean.
Thank you.
that's loud. Think pirates on a ship. Or, you know, however you want to express yourself. But let's just do this again and sing and really hear each other's voice. How's, yeah, okay. Driving through time. Region, and we're gonna go to Portugal and then Brazil after that. So some of you may have heard this song. It's really kind of a warning about fellas, you shouldn't get involved in it. But you know, it's kind of a traditional folkloric Appalachian song.
Walking and talking from you and turn you to dust. For an inconstant lover, no maiden can trust. They'll court you and kiss you and vow they'll be true. Like the swallow in autumn, they'll bid you
of this. There's a word called saudade, and it basically translates to a longing, just a deep longing. So you'll hear that word in here. So here's the translation. Longing walked with me, and through the sound of my voice, in your oldest fado. Fado is this traditional form of music, made 1,000 verses to talk about us. It being the longing, the saudade, made me feel bad on a whim, even without listening to my laments, or for either for because he wanted to or just to be mean. It ran with me through the town, and it was with me until a few moments ago. But then it left. It's gone, the longing which I called the evil one. It's not in my eyes anymore when I cry. It doesn't scream in my dreams. My sadness is at its end. She's gone just now. She left when I saw you coming back to me. And then it explains, saudade is not always sad. It's not always grief and pain. If it's there, the longing doesn't hurt so much. But while you did not come, and my suffering was so big, because I didn't know that in your, where you were, you had more saudade for me than I did. So that's that.
som da minha voz no seu falo mais sentido. Fez mil versos a falar de nós, trouxe de mim a vontade, sem ouvir sequer os meus lamentos. E por capricho maldade correu comigo a cidade até a poucos momentos. Já me deixou, foi-se logo embora. A saudade a quem chamei maldita, já nos meus sonhos não chora, já nos meus sonhos não grita. Já me deixou, foi-se logo embora. Minha tristeza chegou ao fim. Já me deixou, mesmo agora, saiu pela porta fora. Ao ver-te voltar para mim.
Tradition called the Santo Daime, and this is one of their hymns. Michael. It's a prayer to Saint Michael. Basically, praying to St. Michael, who prevails over us, who exists here. We're looking for the good, for the who. The center of the Master is free. We're following in the dark line, consecrating this holy light. We're conserving this holy light. We're walking together. All of nature conspires in the success. It's really holding this sacred light as we're walking. Kurupipi Pipi Ragua is the name of the master here. I think it's a name for the saint, another name for the saint. And this Kuru Pipi Pipi Ragua calls us to get to work. We give thanks for this divine force, we're together with St. Michael prevailing over us as we get to work. It's kind of rough translation.
Thank you.
more songs for you.
Thank you. Seeds I tried to plant.
Yeah, but stretching. Should we get up and stretch?
Stretching flags?
Well, we get a new 7 or 8
We do that every morning.
Okay, no, no. Stretch. Okay. This is my favorite song of my mom.
This is a song that I wrote for my mom many years ago. In fact, I'm now older than she was when I wrote the song for her. And we separated we celebrated our birthdays just 3 days apart. So I wrote this for her and for both of your grandmothers. I wrote it for your grandma Fran too, whose birthday was also 3 days before. So lots of October birthdays.
Yay.
Okay, how many October birthdays out here?
Hey.
Okay, Kate, all right, okay, Ellen, all right. Oh, and Bob too.
Say you are sorry, but you that you left, for the sag of your breasts, for the bend in your back, for your hair turning gray, and the tears that now flow, for the choices you made such a long time ago. Spring roses are lovely. Sweet memories bring, but I most need the rose when the bitter winds call. October roses are the fairest of all. October roses are the fairest of all. As a maid you were lovely, your cheeks bloomed so red, and you gave your heart freely, to freely I said. As a woman full grown, you knew passion and strife, and the gentle heart torn with the thorns of your life. Spring roses are lovely, summer the roses sweet memories bring, but I most need the rose when the bitter winds call. October roses are the fairest of all. October roses are the fairest of all.
Strong roots still hold you, you still find the sun for your blood.